Good evening. This is Radio Eric on his nightly broadcast once again. Welcome to any new listeners as we keep you posted on all the latest scandal. For all local sports fans, we've got a report on Derby's 3-0 success last night against Swansea. And to get the show off to a good start, how about a dedication to Abbotts Bromley and Rachel Hancock's in particular from Mr. Simpson? That fantastic classic, I'm sorry, but I'm a wanker.
My mother said that I never should play with the naughty, rude girls in the wood. Their giggling talk I could never understand, and that's why I fell in love with my right hand. And that's why I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker, and it does me good like it bloody well should. I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker, and I'm always pulling my hood. I was 25 years old before I was kissed, and then I found that I preferred a swift one off the wrist. It's cheap and convenient, you can't catch PG. It's available at any time and it's absolutely free. Well, should I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker, and I'm always pulling my foot. Oh, Mrs. Pond and your five lovely daughters, thank you for having me and being oh so kind. I've got pains in my arms and my dog is growing shorter. My knees have turned to water and I think I'm going blind. I've wanked over Italy, I've wanked over Spain, I've wanked in an omnibus, I've even had a wank in a train. I've used a badger and a melon and a cat, an inflatable Linda Lovelace and a Davy Crockett hat. And that's why I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker, and it does me good like it bloody well should. I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker, and I'm always pulling my foot. Here, listen! Oh, Mrs. Palm and your five lovely daughters, thank you for having me and being oh so kind. I've got pains in my arms and my tongue is getting shorter. My knees have turned to water and I think I'm going blind. I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker, and it does me good like it bloody well should. I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker, and I'm always pulling my foot. I'm a wanker,
George Formby. And here we have an official advertisement from our sponsors, Smoke Marlborough. Subtle, eh? And for all our listeners in love with their right hands, here is a description of today's page 3.
And for all our listeners who didn't see that page 3 girl this morning, here's a description of the lovely Corinne Buxom, a young 8-year-old from Burton. She's hairy on top, and she's hairy on the bottom, except the bottom bit's covered by a large ball. She's got lumpy bits on its chest, with little nipples, I think. And she's quite nice and long, and slim, and Stop that! Get off my leg! Get off my leg! What's in my eye? Ah. Well, she's nice, anyway. Fuck off! Fuck off!
Well, as you can probably hear here, he's getting a bit heated. So, it's over to Colt to ask investigator Brian Berry.
Thank you.
Steph from AB claims that Ange is a virgin despite any claims to the contrary by Dave Clements. And more Lovebirds news. A young composer just hitting the limelight has cooked up a little something for Ash and Katie to bring back those memories. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Touch me, Ashley, I want to feel your body, your hard on close to my tits. Touch me now. Down at the school dance, Gripper Griffiths looking fit. Then along came Ashley Wainwright, smelling nicely about the shave. They were right at the back, playing hide a pork sword. Next day, Katie couldn't walk, cause she was so sore. Touch me, Katie, I want to feel your body. Your big chin's in my ears. Touch me now.
Yet I can feel that in my bones. It's going to be a hit. It's got to be a number one. Ah, hot off the presses again. We have a satellite report from the Chernobyl nuclear reactor. Just in from our roving reporter, Chap the Wap. Okay, thanks, Chap. Right, for a little more lively listening, here's a real pirate song courtesy of the Sex Pistols.
Oi, scurvies! Listen to this thing. It was on a good ship made, that's by Christ you should have said. That's the fake ahead with the whore in bed and the masters of Edmund Payne. That's the captain of this lark. He was a dirty bugger. He wasn't fit to shovel ship from one place to another. Bring it in the rig. Captain's name was Mark, and by Christ he was a god. And 10 times a day sweet tunes he'd play on his back in order. The first mate's name was Cooper, by Christ he was a trooper. He jerked and jerked until he worked himself into a stupor.
Bring it in the rigging, bring it in the rigging.
Cabin boy was there, oh, he was.
And here we have tonight's Piss Take Corner. Luigi Flaccid is taking his Willy to warmer climes in a desperate attempt to bring it back to life. Gary Cook has announced his engagement to Mike Stones, and it looks like a double wedding, with Charlie Wall announcing his engagement to Eric Marsh. Apparently, Rich Snooks has been on the hunt for a new lover, so watch out, boys. Richard Hodgkinson, having signed a new contract with Vidal Sassoon, is sporting the close-cropped look, a surefire summer trendsetter. And to finish off Piss Take Corner, Mark Miles is bringing out his latest invention, the concrete hair gel mixer, a surefire Gail Audley puller.
Listen to Radio Eric on FM 99.
Back to the scandal, sleaze lovers, and here's a dedication for Andy Fox and Karen Buxton. Andy's always saying, I wish you could get Karen close to me. Historic first on Radio Eric, our very own radio phone-in. The lines are open now on Repton 999. So let's hear those calls. Comments, criticisms, abuse, anything. And we have our first caller on line 3. Hello.
Hello, it's Michael Charlesworth here. I was wondering, do you have any recipe features on your Radio Eric?
Well, come on, Mike. Think of the lads in Ethiopia. Another caller on line 1. Hello.
Hello? Radio Eric? Eric Marsh, what the fuck do you think you're doing on that radio? It's interfering with my telly. Turn it off. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Thank you, John. Here's Simple Minds and Alive and Kicking.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to remind you that any requests you have should be given to official Radio Eric representatives. And to celebrate the Chicken Song coming straight into the charts at number 11, we'd like to give you a rendition from the Radio Eric staff.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Hold a chicken in the air, stick a deck chair up your nose, buy a jumbo jet, and then bury all your clothes, paint your left knee green, and extract your wisdom teeth, form a string quartet, and pretend your name is Keith. Skin yourself alive, learn to speak a rapper hope, climb inside a dog, and behead an Eskimo, eat a Renault 4, put salami in your ears, casserole your gran, and disembowel yourself with spears.
Here is an apology to all listeners waiting for a report on the Derby County game against Swansea. There isn't one. We were lying. Ha! Stu Christie is a slaphead. Chris Roby for Bomber Brooks. Good night.
Night. Chris Roby's a monkey.
He is thick.
He's an ant brain.
He fancies Bomber Brooks.
He's three-timing his girlfriend.
His girlfriend is a dwarf.
His girlfriend's also fucking ugly, if you ask me.
He is small and ugly.
And a monkey.